today's devotion is going to be about a very important disposition in our life. And it's also a personality trait that should never be lost. But then we often tend to lose it. And also, it's something that everyone wants but doesn't get effortlessly. So, I believe you guessed it, and yes, it is peace. So today we are going to talk about peace. And obviously the question that comes up is, what is peace or what does it mean? So peace can be defined as a state of quiet mind or calmness or freedom from disturbances. But then we realize that the world defines peace as the absence of war, absence of violence, and then the presence of world law and justice. And because of this definition, it's been very difficult or almost impossible for the world to know peace. Because if not anything, if I remember from the time I was born up to this time, there's always been war in this world. Countries always fighting countries. The military always fighting the terrorists, trying to protect the civilians. And we believe that this is not going to end until the kingdom starts. Now let us read our theme text from Philippians chapter 4, verse 7.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, sister. So we realize that there is this peace that we talk about, and the source of this peace is God. Not from worldly order, not from the laws that are made on this earth or in this world, but rather from God. But we tend to lose our peace often, and why do we lose it? Being as practical as possible, we realize that we face some family problems, and that actually causes us to lose our peace. We may be drowning in financial struggles. We may have work pressures, or sometimes we feel lonely and may not even have anyone to support us. And all these tend to let us lose our peace. Not only those, but we may also lose peace when we fail to do something that we really wanted to do, something spiritual, something, for example, if you decide to have self-control all day and then you tend not to achieve that, you lose your peace. Sometimes we lose peace by making some decisions on our own without waiting for God's will. So this amongst many are reasons why sometimes we lose our peace. But then let's read what our Lord said in his first advent from John chapter 14, verse 27.
John 14, verses 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid.
Thank you so much, sister. So, yes, Jesus Christ told us that he leaves with us his peace. Do we always have this peace, our last? And I'd want you to answer for yourself. Let's take a look at Jesus' life. He is the first of God's creation and the creator of all things. He is the Michael, the Logos, the Archangel. He really had a very comfortable life in heaven, if we may say. But then we realize that mankind fell into sin. And in order to redeem us, Jesus Christ had to come down from heaven to a very uncomfortable place on earth where no one actually wanted him. Or let me say, most people didn't even recognize who he is. And God made a very big sacrifice for giving us his only begotten son. What have we ever thought of how inconvenient this could have been for Jesus? But then he never lost his peace. Because his full-time work was to do his father's will. He's still doing his father's will, and he will always do it. And how do we know that? We know that because it said in the scriptures, from John chapter 4, verse 34, which we will read.
John 4:34. It says, "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." Thank you
very much, sister. So, yes, Jesus Christ said that his food is to do the will of him who sent him. And as we all know, his life on earth was to do his Father's will, God's will. And because of that, he had no worries. Or even if he had worries, he always made sure that it is Father's will that he's doing. And because of the trust and faith that he had in his Father, he never lost his peace. He was well aware that whatever that his Father allowed in his life, it was in accordance to his divine will. Some may say that Jesus Christ had this special zeal because he was a spiritual being. But then we realize that he was born on earth as us, as human, and he went through all those. Notwithstanding that, let's see a few people who were born like us, who are like us, and never lost their peace. So we'll look at the first experience with Apostle Peter, and we read that from Acts chapter 12, verse 6. So Acts chapter 12, verse 6. We'll ask Sister Grace to read that for us. All right, I'll take that scripture, which says that on the very night when Herod was about to bring him forward, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and guards in front of the door were watching over the prison. So here, we realize that all right, Sister Grace, thank you. Peter was actually brought forward and bound with chains. He was kept in between two soldiers, yet he was sleeping. How could he have done that? It's because he had this peace. It's because he knew, he wasn't worried about what would happen to him, because he knew the God he was serving. Now let's consider also Apostle Paul and Silas, and we read about them from Acts chapter 16, verses 24 to 29.
Receiving such orders, he threw them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the rest of the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, a great earthquake occurred, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors flew open and the bonds of all the prisoners came loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the doors of the prison standing open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he assumed the prisoners had escaped. But Paul called out loudly, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Calling for lights, the jailer rushed in and fell down, trembling at the feet of Paul and Silas.
Thank you very much, sister. So we realize from this particular reading that Paul and Silas had their feet in stocks and their backs were also bleeding because the soldiers had been ordered to beat them initially. But then they were rejoicing, even in their tribulation. How is this even possible? We realize it's because they had this divine peace. They knew the God they were serving. They were not worried about what was going to happen to them because they knew everything that happened was actually according to God's divine will. They did not speak of any sermon there at the prison. And after everything happened, the jailer asked them, "What must he do to be saved?" Then only they spoke the word of God to them or to the jailer. Paul and Silas did not teach the truth by word, but by their actions. If we want to manifest good qualities in all situations, we must not have tension, but rather temperance. We are supposed to learn from Apostle Paul and then Silas, how they handled their situation. The apostles have a lot of these experiences, and all of which have been said in the Bible. So as Christians, if you really need this temperance, if you really need this inner peace, this peace of God that we are talking about here, then we are always supposed to manifest the good qualities which the Bible teaches us to. And to be able to handle our circumstances with restraint, we must have divine peace. We can also see another example of Apostle Paul when he was sailing for Rome. And with this, I'm just going to summarize it before we read the scripture. So we realize that there was a tempestuous wind, a very turbulent one, a stormy wind, and they were hardly able to make the lifeboat secure. They lowered the sea anchor and let the ship driven along. A violent battering from the storm, they began to throw the cargo overboard, they began to throw the ship's tackle, all in an attempt to save the ship in order to save themselves. Neither the sun nor the stars appeared for many days, and the storm continued raging. They had gone a long time without food. But while all this was going on, what happened? We can read that from Acts chapter 27, verses 22 and 34.
27, 22, and then 34. But now I beg you, take heart. Not one of you will lose your life. Only the ship will be lost. Verse 34. I beg you then, eat some food. You need it in order to survive. Not even a hair of your head will be lost. Thank you.
Thank you. So we realize that whilst all this was going on, Paul was able to stand firm. Paul was able to be calm in his mind and was even able to give peace unto these people. What a great character we'll say Paul had. And this great patience and calmness that Paul exhibited actually showed how we also should be able to manage even tense situations. And we can also get more from Acts chapter 27, verse 36. 35 and 36. So we'll ask Sister Blessing to read Acts chapter 27, verses 35 and 36 for us.
Okay. And when he had spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good care. And they also took some meat. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Sister Blessing. So here we realize that Paul was able to pass on the peace that he had even onto those that he was with in the ship. Because all of them before that were very terrified. They thought they were going to die. But we realize how Paul talked to them. And at the end of the day, when Paul was able to calm them down and took something because they had not eaten for about 14 days, all of them were encouraged, and they themselves also decided to eat. So Apostle Paul here, we realize that had the power to turn even that stormy situation into a peaceful one because he had that peace within him. And also, the epistle that contains the word rejoice the most number of times is the one that Paul wrote to the Philippians. And the word rejoice appears in it about 22 times, directly and indirectly. And so we are going to just read about one or two verses of them. But then, yes, just before we read them, we realize that Paul was in prison living at the time that he was writing this epistle. So we are always supposed to rejoice. We are always supposed to show how grateful we are to God and not be worried. Because even with Paul, as human as he was, as us, he was able to remain calm and rejoice even when he was put in prison. So even when he was in prison, as I said, he did not lose his peace because he learned how to rejoice in the Lord always. He learned to be content in whatever circumstances that he found himself. His gentle spirit was known to all people, and he put his whole trust in God. He learned also how to depend on God alone. So here we realize that trust and peace goes hand in hand. If you really want to have this peace of God, if you really want this peace with us, then we should not forget to trust God at every point in time. No matter the situation we are in, no matter the condition we are in, no matter what is going on around us, we are supposed to trust God. For it is only by Him and through Him that we can have this peace. Even in our lives too, many struggles may come, many storms may occur, tribulations and trials may come our way. But then, in the midst of all these, if the peace of God, which we need, or we mentioned in Philippians chapter 4 verse 7, is to be fulfilled in our lives, then we must let our requests be made known unto God by prayer and supplication, and also with thanksgiving. So, no matter what situation that we are in, we are supposed to always make our requests known to God with thanksgiving. And sometimes we think worrying may solve our issues, but as we know, the Bible tells us that who amongst you has even aged an inch or grown an inch taller by worrying? None. So it means that worrying about issues, about situations that we actually have no control over, is not going to be helpful to us. We are supposed to make all our requests to God, for He is in control of our lives. And as we are doing this, we are supposed to do it in thanksgiving, knowing very well that God will turn those stormy situations or stormy circumstances into very peaceful ones. So if those who are called like us are able to live in such a way without losing peace, of course we also can. It is only when trials and temptations come our way that we are most likely to lose our peace. But we read something from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41.
On the evening of that same day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go across to the other side of the lake." So they left the crowd, the disciples got into the boat in which Jesus was already sitting, and they took him with them. Other boats were there too. Suddenly, a strong wind blew up, and the waves began to spill over into the boat, so that it was about to fill with water. Jesus was in the back of the boat, sleeping with his head on a pillow. The disciples woke him up and said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're about to die?" Jesus stood up and commanded the wind, "Be quiet." And he said to the waves, "Be still." The wind died down, and there was a great calm. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Why are you frightened? Do you have no faith?" But they were terribly afraid and began to say to one another, "Who is this man? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, sister. So from here, we realize what Jesus did in a stormy situation. In a situation where all the disciples were tensed, he had to calm down and calm the winds and calm the waves. And this is the Lord that we are serving. And this is what we, as Christians, are also supposed to learn and cultivate. Jesus Christ was faced with a lot of trials. The devil came to him several times. Even when he was fasting, what did he do? He kept his calm and rebuked him. Another situation happened here in Mark chapter 4, 35 to 41, where Jesus Christ calmed down and then rebuked the wind to stay calm. As Christians, we are also supposed to show this, to have this inner peace in us that will help us to even stay calm in issues where everyone wants to give up. So if we want to stay in peace at all times, what do we have to do? We must learn to be stable and balanced. We must learn to handle situations well. we must try to manifest the faith that we have in our hearts through our actions. We must always rejoice in the Lord, and we must always learn to be with contentment. No matter where you are, no matter the situation you are in, be content and have faith in God. That is when you are able to have this peace we are talking about. All right, so if we practice this daily, no one can take away the divine peace of God from us. If we are able to cultivate this peace within us, we will be able to also help others become peaceful. For Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, that blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. We realize from Paul's situation how good or well he was able to pass on the peace that he had to those who were with him in the ship. That is what we as Christians should be able to cultivate. We who are truly sons and daughters of God must be peacemakers and not peace destroyers. We should be able to hold our peace and be able to give that peace also to others. If we stick to it every day, as we read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, the divine peace will rule in our hearts. And if we remember all the exceeding great and precious promises of God, and if we cultivate the divine peace, no matter how great our trials and tribulations may be, we will be able to have peace because our God is in control. And we should always keep this in mind, that our God is in control. So I have a hymn here which has very nice and peaceful words for all of us. We'll read this particular hymn. After that, we'll sing it together.
Peace, troubled soul. Peace, troubled soul, thou needest not fear. Thy great provider still is near. Who led thee last will lead thee still. Be calm and sink into his will. The Lord who built the earth and sky in love now hearkens to thy cry. His promise thou mayest freely claim, ask and receive in Jesus' name. Open to God thine innermost heart, he will his comfort then impart. He will his grace most freely give, and peace and joy thou shalt receive. Rest in his love, though storms prevail, no storm can dare overwhelm thy soul. Never let thy faith and courage fail, it shall work good by his control. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sister. So here we realize how peace should always be cultivated within us, even in the presence of storm. So we are going to sing it. As you sing this particular hymn, just try and meditate the words along.
Thank you. Oh, sins, baby.